The Great Texas Birding Classic is the world's longest birding competition. Texas has more species of birds than any state in the country. And every spring, huge flocks of migratory birds abandon the Yucatan Peninsula and head north across the Gulf of Mexico. Braving headwinds and hundreds of miles of open water, the birds finally come to the Texas coast, where they rest for days before moving north again. For the last 6 years, teams of bird watchers, including teams of children, have competed to see who can spot the most species. From High Island, Texas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
Before any big competition, athletes have to suit up in the locker room before they hit the playing field. This is the sound of birders suiting up.
Okay, stick your arms out.
The spring mosquitoes along the Texas coast have no mercy. Biting through heavy cotton is no problem for them. 10-year-old Preston Davis, 9-year-old Hunter Barr, and 10-year-old Hunter McKee are getting hosed down by Preston's mother, Brenda. It's just after dawn, and the three boys who've dubbed their birding team the Snowy Owl Trio are about to hunt species in a coastal forest, Lake Anahuac, 70 miles east of Houston.
Look at that on the tree. Look at that white and black bird.
Which tree?
It's a woodpecker.
Where?
See it moving around?
Where, down at the bottom?
It's right there. See it just flew?
Oh, yeah.
That's a woodpecker. I saw its head.
The weapons in this hunt are Bushnell and Nikon binoculars.
Hold on, what's that? That's a blue heron.
Great blue heron.
As they move through the woods, Preston, Hunter, and Hunter are not exactly stealthy.
Whoa, look at that thing. Whoa, look at that big bird. It's yellow. It's like
They make up for it with very good eyes.
Hold on, what's that?
The Great Texas Birding Classic is as simple as it is difficult. Spot as many different species as you can in the allotted time, between 1 to 5 days, depending on the birder's age bracket. In this context, bagging a bird means cross-referencing what you think you've spotted with your thick paperback field guide. Matching up what you've just seen in the forest to the pictures in the book is not easy.
Cranes and herons, 42.
Is that right there? Or hold on.
That's a little blue.
No, it was this right here. Look. That right there.
Now, do you think you really could identify the herons that it was?
Gray, blue, and herons.
The boys are in the rough wing division, 13 and under. The teams have names like the Mighty Motmots, the Dripping Springs Buffleheads, and the Fairchild Golden Cheek Warblers. As they slowly learn the species, other lessons get taught too. At one point, the boys spot a hole in a tree.
Hold on, look, that might be a woodpecker's nest. Look at that little hole.
The three boys stride excitedly toward the tree, but as they get closer, the ramifications of sticking their face up in a big, dark bird hole begin to be considered.
I don't want to get my hand bitten. I mean, peck, and they peck hard, right? They'll peck hard.
They carefully ease themselves into position to see, and then a look of surprise comes over their faces. Somebody has stuffed the hole with trash.
You know, like trash. All right. No birds, just trash.
That's not funny, really.
But if some ingrate has filled that hole with trash, there are plenty of other woodpecker holes that aren't. The forest is filled with birds and moms nearby.
There's a woodpecker. It's right by a nest, too. It's right by a hole. Okay, it's got white on its stomach. Red on its head, blue on his back.
Not blue, black.
Black, blue.
As they romp through the woods of Lake Anahuac, the Great Texas Birding Competition doesn't really feel like much of a contest to the boys. Preston Davis in particular would like to beat his 11-year-old brother Wesley, but it's more fun than sport. 40 miles down the coast at High Island, the adults are playing to win.
We carry a little hit list here, and so our hit list is down to few things like Philadelphia Vireo and Great Cheek Thrush, Magnolia Warbler.
Tom Collins and his wife Sherry have teamed up with Tom Taroni and Tony Frank. Their team is called the Dow Skimmers. They're all in their 50s, and the group's leader, Tom Collins, says that over the last 4 days, they've driven thousands of miles all along the Texas-Mexico border and up the Texas coast.
We're all exhausted. I was just making some notes here because I was just curious about how much sleep we hadn't had. We went 18 hours on the first day, 13 hours the second day, 17 hours the third day, and 16 hours yesterday.
The brutal schedule is necessary because dawn and dusk are usually the best times to bird. One of the first places migratory birds hit the Texas coast is Boy Scout Woods. The birds rest, eat, and bathe for a few days. These are the species that can make or break a team in competition. The team that wins gets to pick which bird sanctuary or protected habitat will get the $50,000 in total prize money. But to hear Sherry Collins tell it, they're not having near as much fun as the Snowy Owl Trio.
We've been on the road since last Friday. We've driven 3,000 miles. We've got little sleep. We've eaten on the fly. It's hot. The mosquitoes have been horrible. It's been a grueling deal. It's not something that you just lightly get into and think, oh, wouldn't this be nice to try?
They keep to a strict route and timetable, often stopping at places they've scouted out before. In the last decade, the number of birders has increased 155%, faster than any other outdoor activity. Birders spend over $1 billion in Texas alone. Texas Parks and Wildlife created the Great Texas Coastal Birding Trail, which spans 700 miles and 308 sites, delighting the bird-watching community and scores of motels and restaurants along the route. Sherry Collins says there is a primal wonder to birding, earthbound humans marveling at things we can only do in our dreams.
We saw down in McAllen, we were watching a flock of shorebirds, and the shorebirds, all of a sudden, about 100 of them all took up at one time, and I looked and a peregrine slashed through them. And we stopped and watched for a couple of minutes as this peregrine wheeled and dived and tore through these shorebirds.
The skimmers have been birding for 25 years, and unlike the Snowy Owl Trio, there's no torturous thumbing through field guides. They can identify many birds without ever having to see them.
Prairie warbler, Acadian flycatcher, hooded warbler, Swainson's warbler, summer tanager, crow, blue jay. You know, everybody can do those almost. If you hear it, you don't have to see it. And up on the breeding territory, we've got lots of birds staked out. We know where they are. They call, we hear the call, and we're gone.
First 20 birds we saw this morning, we never saw them.
The competition operates completely on the honor system, and the birders say they trust each other to be truthful. The skimmers recorded 308 species during their five-day ordeal. That got them third place behind a group of 20-something birders who were able to survive on even less sleep. The Snowy Owl Trio spotted 50 different species during their one-day competition. That got them seventh place. Brenda Davis says the boys are talking about their route for next year. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, High Island, Texas.